Hi, VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, My Mom's Cruel and Unusual Punishments. And in this video, the speaker is sharing some of the punishments that his mom would give him and his brothers or sisters when they were younger. So when they misbehaved or when they were bad, she would punish them like most moms would. But she had some pretty interesting punishments, and it's a pretty entertaining video. All right, let's look at our sentence. Every time one of my siblings insulted another sibling or told them to shut up, we would have to pay them 50 cents. Okay, so in this sentence, the speaker is telling us about one of the punishments that his mom would give him and his siblings or his brothers and sisters. And he says that if they insulted one another or they said something rude to one another, they would have to pay the other person 50 cents. So that is a pretty creative punishment, I think. It seems pretty useful, although he goes on to say how the siblings kind of took advantage of this punishment and used it against each other. So if you're interested, you can go look at the video for the full explanation. But for now, let's look at the sentence one more time, a little slower. Every time one of my siblings insulted another sibling or told them to shut up, we would have to pay them 50 cents. All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocab word is sibling. A sibling is a brother or sister. So you could say something like, do you have any siblings? So that would mean, do you have any brothers or sisters? And you could answer with something like, I have two siblings, one younger brother and one older sister. All right, our next word is only child. So an only child is someone who has no siblings. So you could say something like, Sarah is an only child, and that would mean that Sarah has no brothers and no sisters. She has no siblings. She is an only child. Our next word is sibling rivalry. So sibling rivalry is competition or jealousy or fighting between siblings, so between brothers or sisters. And you know that siblings often fight for their parents' attention or they want to be the best, so sibling rivalry is very common. All right, our next word is insult. Insult is a verb and it means to treat someone with disrespect or to say something disrespectful or rude to someone. So if you called someone ugly or fat or something else rude, you would have insulted them. And you could say something like, Brent got angry when Amy insulted his girlfriend. So Amy insulted his girlfriend. She said something rude or disrespectful to his girlfriend. And insult can also be a noun. So you could say something like, Four Eyes is an insult for someone who wears glasses. So this phrase, four eyes, is an insult. All right, the next word is related to insult, and it is criticize. Criticize is a verb, and it is also negative, but it is a bit different from insult. So when you criticize someone, you point out the bad things about someone or something. So usually when you criticize something, it's more based on fact. It's about something that you see as negative and you point that thing out. Whereas when you insult someone, you're just being rude to someone just because you want to be rude to them. So you could say something like, Tanya's manager criticized her sloppy work. So her manager pointed out her sloppy work and said that it was bad. All right, our next word is also related to insult, and it is tease. So tease is also a verb, and it is also a rude thing to do. So tease means make fun of or laugh at someone. So many children get teased at school. So this word tease is often used when we talk about kids, maybe at school. They often bully each other or tease each other. All right, the next word is shut up. Shut up is a phrase, and it is a rude way to tell someone to stop talking. So you could say something like, I told my brother to shut up because he was being too loud. And the next word is related to shut up, and it is pipe down. So pipe down is another way to say shut up. So basically, it's a rude way of saying be quiet. And I think this one is a bit less common than shut up, and it might be more often used by older people. So you might hear someone say something like, can you pipe down? I'm on the phone. All right, our last word is shush. Shush is a verb, and it also means be quiet, but it is a bit less rude than shut up or pipe down. So shush is something that maybe a mom would say to her kids. You might hear her say something like, shush, you're disrupting other people. So this word is usually used as an exclamation, and shut up and pipe down are most often used as exclamations as well. So you could say shut up, pipe down, or shush. And shush would be the most polite of those three, but it would be more often used by people to kids. So if you say shush to someone that is the same age as you, it is still pretty rude. All right, that's all the vocabulary we have for today. So let's read our sentence one more time. Every time one of my siblings insulted another sibling or told them to shut up, we would have to pay them 50 cents. All right, so that's all we have for today. The question of the day is, what punishments did you have as a child? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. And thank you for listening. I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.